Beloved in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the living water. Amen. The book of Psalms, the prayer book of God's people, the first prayer book of God's people, it sometimes has been called, is filled with pictures. Not literally, of course, but pictures composed of words. The book of Psalms offers pictures of God as a shepherd, of course, probably in the best known, if not pieces of scripture, certainly of the Psalms in the 23rd Psalm. There are images of a king in Psalms 5 and 93, among others, an immovable, secure rock in Psalm 92, a gracious and compassionate father in Psalm 103, even a calming mother in Psalm 131. And we can catch glimpses of pictures of us as well, of God's people. If Psalm 23 paints a picture of God as a shepherd, well, then guess how it pictures us as God's people? Sheep, right. The Psalms also picture God's people as servants, as dependent children calmed by that loving mother in Psalm 131, as vines and olive trees, as arrows in the hands of a warrior. So it should not come as any surprise to us by the time we get to the Gospels that when we hear Jesus teach, he's often using similar imagery and pictures. There's a picture of a waiting, expectant father scanning the horizon for that rebellious, runaway son and an impoverished woman sweeping every corner of her house searching for a lost coin. It is as if Jesus were to say, here is a picture of your God. Jesus was doing what every psalm writer, what every prophet, preacher, and prayer have always done, using pictures to make a point, to convey a message, to express a reality beyond the surface of the word itself. So let's take a look at the picture that Psalm 1 gives us this morning. They, it declares, they being us, you and me, the people of God, they are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper. Planted in God's word is our theme for Rally Day this year. The Psalms, our theme, tie together in imagery that remind us of what's going on here. When I was on internship in seminary, I had the opportunity to live in Big Timber, Montana, about two-thirds of the way between Billings and Bozeman, right where the broken badlands of the eastern part of the state and the high arid plains of central Montana roll up to what's basically the east face of the mountains. Of course, it's a completely different geography out there than what we're accustomed to, what with water practically everywhere we turn in our neck of the woods, but it is not so in Montana, where the Yellowstone and the Boulder, the Tongue and the Bighorn Rivers and their tributaries are literally the lifeblood of the surrounding dry prairies and hills. If you can gain any altitude there, to look out over to the east of that rolling expanse of the high plain prairie and badlands, you can tell exactly where the water is. Whether that's the grandness and the wideness of the Yellowstone or the trickle of the smaller rivers and streams fed by the mountain snows. What is otherwise seemingly a barren and apparently dry land teems with life. The short grasslands withering under the hot summer sun, giving way to the majesty of trees and the massive cottonwoods on the banks of those rivers. You got the picture? Psalm 1 paints that picture of God's people, whose delight, it declares, is in the law, better translated as it is in that sentence, God's teaching. Torah is the word that's there, the same word, teaching, law. The picture that Psalm gives is of its geography, which is not a geography unlike Montana's, where there is water, where God's word is, and it's with its instructions and lessons and wisdom and assurance, its grace and its promises there, beloved in Christ, there is life. Where my parents last lived in Texas, in the hill country north of San Antonio, west of Austin, they had on their property there some massive live oak trees, some of them big enough that it would take our entire family to link hands just to get around the circumference of those giants. And guess where those trees were rooted? On the banks of a creek that flowed into the Llano River. Those trees, those live oaks, have gigantic branches, some of them so heavy they hang and swoop down from the heights of the trees, nearly in some cases touching, resting on the ground. Some of those oaks are easily 300, 400 years old, maybe older. They had seen and withstood drought and flood, fire, wind, and lightning, each bearing the scars of their ordeals, each standing to this day, each standing long after we exit this world. The picture, the promise Psalm 1 gives is of trees. And remember, they, we are those trees. The picture, the promise Psalm 1 gives is of trees rooted by streams of water, trees that prosper, trees with leaves that do not wither. Would that those live oaks could talk. They probably would not speak of drought and flood, fire, wind, and lightning as prosperity. Those moments likely were filled, would those trees could talk, with fear and anxiety, pain and uncertainty as their roots sank ever deeper into the rocky, sandy soil, questing for that water that gives them life. As those same roots clung to the shifting, muddy sand in times of flood, as their branches were shorn off by wind and lightning, as the flames at times licked and scarred their mighty yet mortally flammable trunks, leaving behind the marks of their trials. You got the picture? And yet, those trees still survive. Perhaps it would be better to hear Psalm 1 in the terms of those live oaks. The people of God, Psalm 1 declares, the people of God planted in God's word are like live oaks planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season with leaves that do not wither. In everything they endure, they persevere, and they survive. And that's true, beloved in Christ, even of death itself, on the day that those mighty trees may finally be felled. For on the under canopy of those mighty trees are the seeds of that next generation, countless baby oaks who have only just begun to live life, sprouted from eons of acorns, roots sinking deeply, questing for that water of life. My beloved in Christ, it is no accident that Jesus teaches and paints pictures of our lives planted in God's word in terms of seed and grain and trees, of rocky and thorny ground and good, nourishing soil. It is no accident that Jesus speaks of his own life, death, and resurrection in terms of a single seed that falls to the earth, is buried, and yet springs to life anew. Worship and prayer, Bible study and devotion, service, conversations of mutual consolation and faith, all of these are the places and moments that seeds are planted and soil is tended, where weeds and thorns and rocks are pulled and picked, and where we come into the living presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we rally this day, may Zion's mission and ministry, our very lives, the lives of our children, the lives of our children's children, the lives of those whom we haven't even met, may they sustain the seeds of our faith, of our service, of our compassion, yes, even of our ordeals, our trials, and our tribulations of this life with survival, endurance, perseverance, and fruitfulness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.